We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.845, quarter till 9. Quickly to David Hammer, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. One thing you don't want to hear is that David Hammer is on the phone waiting to talk to you. Unless, you know, you've not done anything wrong. If you got something that's kind of shady, then it's not going to be a good day. Good morning, David Hammer. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Yesterday was a busy day.
Yeah, I imagine it was. Where do you want to start? Forward Together New Orleans or the St. Tammany coroner-elect? Up to you.
Well, we can start with Forward Together New Orleans. This was Mayor Latoya Cantrell's nonprofit that she started in 2019 to fund social welfare programs, things like gun violence prevention. It was used to help raise money for immigrant communities and for families with needs during the pandemic. And it was raising money from private sources. The inspector general found that there were city employees under the mayor's control who were directing, soliciting donations from private entities, including from United Healthcare, which is a city contractor. So the inspector general released a report yesterday that said that that could be a conflict of interest. Also finding that the mayor herself sent emails directing Forward Together New Orleans, again, a private nonprofit separate from the city, to spend $500 each for send $500 to the Big Chief, the Mardi Gras Indian Big Chiefs in 2021. All of these things are things that I reported back in 2022 when I did the investigation on Forward Together New Orleans, and they had to freeze their bank accounts at that time when the inspector general issued a subpoena, and the mayor was kind of directed her ire at me in a press conference and said that I was getting in between the young people who receive stipends from the program, between them and their money. I pointed out at the time that the inspector general was the one who issued the subpoena that froze, that ended up freezing the bank accounts, and that the Forward Together New Orleans did end up returning the money and dissolving last year. So, you know, this is a report that has, you know, 18 months in the making, and it came out yesterday, and that was the first story.
So this is like the mayor's foundation almost.
Exactly.
Does it have any political?
Well, it's a model that has been followed in other cities. The idea is that it would be not Mayor Cantrell's fund, but a mayor's fund that could raise money outside of the city to help run city public programs. And it's a model that has been used in other cities. The issue here was the commingling of city government functions and this private nonprofit.
Especially as it relates to people who do business with, and I'm not going to accuse anybody of anything, I'm just going to say in the worst form, it would be shaking down somebody who's doing business with the city or the appearance of doing that to get donations, or a quid pro quo when it comes to donations for city business, right? That kind of thing?
And that's why the ethics laws exist. When I questioned the mayor's spokesman at the time in 2022, the answer was, well, you know, wouldn't you want the head of the Department of Children and Families or Youth and Families to get that money into the hands of youth and families. And it was just the most convenient way to do things during the pandemic, during a difficult time. And but the point that the IG is making is there are laws on the books that prohibit this kind of activity for a reason.
Generally speaking, are we talking about ethics violations here, or are we talking about anything criminal that the FBI or somebody would be interested in?
No, well, not at this point. The laws that were cited by the Inspector General in his report yesterday were ethics code laws. So again, you know, there is a distinction there. It's important to make that distinction that there are laws on the books that relate to governmental ethics and conflicts of interest, and that's what was addressed in the Inspector General's report.
And I'm not saying any of this exists. I'm just saying as far as the laws go, if there were a quid pro quo, that's where it would become criminal?
I mean, that's a legal question. I'm probably not in the best position to answer it, you know. This is the type of thing, though, that does build, or we've seen it in the past, build criminal cases where, again, like you said, if there's a quid pro quo, that can bring it into a criminal position.
And I'm not saying that's the situation
here. That's not being alleged here.
No, I just want to be clear about that. I'm just trying to keep it straight, the story, as far as what's happening and why it could be. Eventually, a situation like this, not this situation, could turn into a criminal thing, although there is no indication that it is now. I hope I covered that properly. When we come back, we'll talk about the St. Tammany Parish coroner-elect and what's going on there. 8:51, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend David Hammer, WWL Louisiana investigative reporter. Something else, David, that you had some breaking news on was this St. Tammany coroner-elect. For people that don't know the backstory on this, please.
Yeah, Dr. Christopher Tape was elected as the new coroner last fall. He ran unopposed, so nobody actually voted for him. He just was the only one running, so he takes the office on Monday, this coming Monday. But about a month ago, I discovered that he had been charged with child sexual assault in 2002 in New Mexico. He was not convicted, but the case never went to trial because of a speedy trial violation. The prosecutors there took too long to bring the charges, and the court threw it out. It's unclear who he told about this, but people were surprised to find this out a month ago, and it's a big deal because the coroner is in charge of sexual assault investigations and examinations with the SANE nurse program. So Dr. Tape announced yesterday that he was going to be eliminating that program by the coroner and designating hospitals to take over just 4 days before he comes into office. He will not be retaining the sexual assault nurse examiners in the office. And this was a shock, not surprising given his past, but a shock to people who are in the community trying to help sexual abuse survivors. Morgan LaMondre at STAR, the leading nonprofit in the area helping sexual abuse response, said that this was, you know, a devastating move and causing problems and renewing calls for Dr. Tate to step down. Now, if he takes office on Monday, which he says he's going to, the only way to get him out would be a recall election. It would take approximately 37,000 registered voters in St. Tammany to get a recall petition signed and have a recall election. And, of course, that's a tall order.
Yeah, and he said earlier that he could run that SANE program, the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program, because he knew what it was like to be falsely accused. And now the question's out there, well, if you didn't do anything wrong and you can run the program, why are you doing away with it?
Well, he said, I said I could run it fairly. I didn't say I would keep it.
Mm. You know what you just said just now that put a light bulb off in my head, and it's obvious sometimes, but you don't realize that when somebody runs unopposed, nobody votes for them at all. Nobody.
Right. And he's only lived in the parish about a year, so people, you know, didn't have the opportunity to really review his credentials or his background. And he has the credentials to be a forensic pathologist. He is a forensic pathologist, but, people didn't know about these charges.
Thank you, David.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.